Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1548, slide. Visible translated text is as follows, 1913. And while at work there, I was injured on the index finger of my left hand, being at work at a machine on the second floor of the building in the metal department. When I received this injury, there was a vast amount of blood run on the floor at the end of the machine upon which I was at work, and the machine referred to was directly opposite the one upon which Mary Fagan was employed. I knew Mary Fagan when I saw her, and during my employment at the National Pencil Company's factory, I have at various times seen bloody pads, such as are used by women during their menstrual periods, discarded in a trash can which was sitting between the machine used by Mary Fagan and the dressing room on the second floor, and right at the corner of the polishing room. At Newt Garner's request, I called at Mr. Dot Dorsey, quote, S office. I did very little talking to Dorsey, except to answer his questions. And Mr. Dot Dorsey finally told me that Lamy Quinn and a boy named Charlie had testified in the case to the effect that at the time I hurt my hand, that I stopped in front of the dressing room with my hand extended, allowing the blood to drip upon the floor. And Mr. Dot Dorsey said to me, now, Mr. Dot Duffy, comma, you know that is not true, and you know that you were not in front of the dressing room at all, and that there was no blood that run upon the floor, and that as soon as you injured your finger, you promptly staunched it with something. And Mr. Dot Dorsey asked me what it was that I used to stop the blood, and I replied that I had applied a piece of waste to the wound. For some reason, I permitted Mr. Dot Dorsey to both ask and answer all his questions for me, and I could see precisely how Mr. Dot Dorsey wanted me to testify, and that I did testify as suggested by Mr. Dorsey. After mature deliberation and thought, it is quite plain to me that I was made to express myself on the witness stand in a manner that I would not have given expression to had I been permitted to have gone on the witness stand and testified to the facts as I knew and remembered them. I now say that when my hand was injured, blood did run from my finger on some of the metal and tin which surrounded the machine which I was working upon, and upon the floor to the end or to the side of the machine referred to. During my conversation with Mr. Dot Dorsey, the solicitor in his leading way, insisted that I had immediately gone to the office of Mr. Frank as soon as I had been wounded, and